Tamai, Perak Aleph Mishnah Dalet, Ha Tamai, Ma'arvinbo, and Mishtatvinbo. So if a B'nai Chatzar want to make Eruvei Chatzeres, or somebody wants to make Eruvei Tchumin, they can use demai, umishtatvin bo, or if people from different mavois want to connect all the mavois together and do shitufe mavuos. So the food that one has to use to do all these things, all ervin, the food has to be fitting to eat. So demai, since a person can make himself into an ani, and an ani is allowed to eat demai, therefore, migo, that a person can make himself into an ani, and it's fitting for him, so too right now it's fitting for him. So therefore, one can do this. Umivarchin olav, and one can make a bracha on it. So the Rav says it's birchas hamazon. Not like Rashi says in Shabbos that we're dealing with the bracha beforehand. Rather, it's birchas hamazon, that one can make birchas hamazon on demai. What about vadai? Sounds like only demai, but not vadai. That on vadai, if a person would eat vadai, and now he wants the bench, he's not allowed to. And this is the famous Rambam shita. And the Rashba actually brings this mishnah, what we just read right now, as a raya to the Rambam, that one is not allowed to bench on something that he ate that was usser. And l'chara, the Rav holds the same way. Umizamnin olav, and you can make a zimin on this. Again, because it's fitting to eat, because of amigo. Now, we're not talking about it. I don't know if anybody says this, but we're not talking about the wine itself that they want to make zimin on. I don't believe that that's what the Rav is talking about, because the Rav uses a lashon, afagav de ochel ba'avera, even though he already ate ba'avera. So in other words, he ate demai ba'avera, because he's not an ani, but migo, that he right now could make himself into an ani, or he could have made himself into an ani, therefore he can make a zimun afterwards. We're dealing again, just like benching, after he already ate it, but not making a zimun on wine or something that's demai right now. Mishnah continues, u'mafrishin oisei arum. And you're also allowed to be mafrish, maisris, while somebody does not have clothes on. By truma, or maisris, vadai, one is not allowed to, because you have to make a bracha. And the Torah says, v'hoya machanecha kadosh, and you can't say a bracha while you are not dressed. Next case, beinash mashos. One is allowed on Erev Shabbos to take off maiser from demai, because it's not a real tikkun, it's not a real maiser. Only vadai, beinash mashos. Beinash mashos is suffix whether it's Shabbos or not, because it's dark, and now shkia hit, and we're not sure if it's Shabbos, so it's a suffix time. So, although one is not allowed to take off vadai, maisris, at that point, but demai, he's allowed to. Now, the next case, the Rav has a different girsa. Ve'im, not ha'im. Ve'im, hiktim, meiser, sheni, l'rishon, ein bekachlum. Also, there's no problem if you first took off meiser sheni, and then you took off meiser rishon, which means in this demai, it's not a problem. Normally, it is a problem, because by bikurim, one would not be able to say vidui, that one of the things that they say, that we say, is kechol mitzvah secha asher tzivisani, and one of the mitzvahs is to take off maaser rishon before maaser sheni, or else you can't do vidui. But you obviously can do vidui, because again, this is not really taking off maaser, because we have a robe that he took off maaser. Shemen hagardi, so a weaver's oil, sach be'etzba oisav, so he's anointing his fingers, he's lubricating his fingers, chayev b'demai. So here he's chayev in demai, because we say sicha is kishasiyah. So here again, the difference is that here the oil is there to anoint himself, to anoint his finger. Its purpose is for his body, not for like a smell, but rather for his body, and sicha is like kishasiyah. V'shehasorik noisin b'tzemer, potter min hademai. But a comer that puts it on the wool, he puts oil on the wool, he's pater from demai, because that's shem losuch by sekelim. That's what it's like, and it's pater from demai, like the Rav says.